What is up and welcome to Thursday. That's it.
It's a day.
It's Thursday. I hope you're alive and doing well.
You made it.
I'm your host. This is, you know, Pop Tab Podcast. You knew that because you clicked the thing that said Pop Tab Podcast.
What if it auto-played? That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but all right, so... Yeah, all right, this is Pop Tab Podcast then. Way to make me look like a jerk. I'm your host, Jacob Solo. With me, as always, is Bradley, the champion Millis.
Good morning, deadies.
And Scott, the magician Burr.
Sup, nerds.
Still rude.
I still like it. I went to a bar called The Nerd, so it's not rude.
Oh. All right, but before we get into anything, let's open up a Pop Tab.
No coordination.
Do we need to?
No, we didn't. That's why I'm like, oh, impressed that we got
one of you was a tad early.
Yeah, but it was still pretty fucking close.
Yeah, I was
like, we've counted down from three and been further off than that.
Yeah, it's true. Well, what are you guys drinking today?
I'm drinking a Bon Vivre spiked seltzer.
Yeah, no one cares black about cherry. Your stupid drink.
It's pretty bad, actually. This is the worst black cherry I've had of all of the seltzers.
I decided to grab the Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, Strawberry Lemonade.
Yeah, I had that a couple weeks ago.
That because must be. Everyone has been telling me that it's like the hottest shit.
There's more strawberry syrup in that.
It's fine. Yeah. It definitely reminds me of when you were in elementary school and you got strawberries with your hot lunch. That's what this tastes like.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the hot weird, like, shit, let
strawberry
me know.
In gel
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It's cold.
Sometimes it's still icy. But that's what Bud Light Strawberry Seltzer tasted like.
Bud Light Strawberry Seltzer?
Yeah. And this is like lemonade.
No, I think this tastes more like those actual strawberries from the elementary school.
Okay.
The strawberry seltzer, Bud Light Seltzer, I think just tastes so like gross. Butthole. Yeah. This
Shout
tastes
out to
pretty
hot
good.
Lunch.
Yeah, hot lunch, dude.
Shout out to hot lunch in school, man.
What happened to that? Why doesn't every company with like a big office building have a cafeteria with a free hot lunch?
A lot of them do.
Yeah, a lot.
A free hot lunch.
How many office buildings have you worked in, Scott? How do you know?
None, but like I'm sure that they have like vending machines.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even a food court of sorts.
Do you hear Nationwide is selling one of their buildings?
No.
Because they're just letting people work from home from now on?
Oh, good.
Okay, yeah. Hooray, I guess. I kind of want to see the insurance companies fail. They suck.
I mean, yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah, they suck. But they'll never fail because it's a scam.
Yeah.
Hooray, I guess. Well, what's going to happen to that building?
I don't know. Someone's going to buy it.
No one's going to buy it.
I don't know who the fuck is going to buy an empty insurance building.
We should buy it.
Yeah. For what and how?
Then we have an office.
How many stories is that? Like 60 story?
What? No. The Nationwide building is only like 4 stories tall, but it's super wide.
Yeah, it's that a wide building.
They steps in. Yeah. We did it so people get their steps in.
Okay.
Whereas 801 is, that's the super tall one.
Yeah. That's the one I was
people
imagining.
People do not get their steps in because they're riding an elevator.
Elevators.
People that work a principal are fat.
Oh, I want you to. That's not true. Just so the audience knows, I'm drinking a Coca-Cola.
How
that's
is it?
Not a drink review.
It's delicious. classic. And also water out of a bottle that I poured from a boxed water box.
Why not drink it out of the box?
Because those things are not the easiest thing to drink out of.
That's true.
Turn it sideways and move one of these things.
That's true.
And I got this water bottle. It's smart. It'll tell my phone how many ounces I drink.
It's true.
I don't really care because like I didn't realize it was dead for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
it's a water bottle.
Yeah, because
I'm glad that it doesn't have like some kind of metal sheath that's like, nope, you can't drink water until you recharge the battery. Yeah.
Wait, so you need to charge your water bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I wanted to count my calories. Yeah, like I said when I got this thing, it's not a smart product that I would have bought myself.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
You think it targets the millennial?
It was a gift. Yeah.
The millennial likes it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a gift.
Like a phone app?
Yeah. Predatory phone apps. You know what?
Predatory phone apps?
Yeah, for millennials. Like,
it is. Yeah, electric water bottles are predatory.
That's not it, though. The topic I had, the most millennial phone app, I want you guys to see what if you agree with me here.
Okay. Okay.
Is Zillow.
Oh yeah.
Zillow. What is Zillow?
That's the home shopping home.
That's like for sale.
Buying a house app.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I would say that's a very millennial app.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't even want to buy a house, but yet it is like I will be sitting at the house by myself on my day off, like 4 or 5 hours will go by. My phone will buzz and I'll be like, oh, my phone buzzed. It's been hours. Maybe somebody wants to talk to me. And it's Zillow every time. And I don't delete the app. I'm not looking for a house. It gives me hope when no one wants to talk to me. And I still keep it around.
Hey, man, you could just text me. We could play video games. I'm usually just chilling.
That's true. Well, yeah, it was Saturday.
Or I guess I could text you too. Phones work both ways.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Saturday in particular. That's fair. You were at work and I was at home because I didn't work. I wish I wasn't.
Why didn't you work?
I just didn't get scheduled. It was the day after I got home from vacation, so I just had an extra day of vacation. Okay. Basically.
Were you expecting to be hungover?
No, I expected to work. I just didn't. Oh, which is all right, cool. Rad.
So maybe you just lost Saturdays forever now.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
That's how up-down works, right?
Don't care. Cash me out.
How about that?
I liked Zillow. You didn't miss much.
I know. I figured it was cold as shit, and now it's.
It wasn't even that cold. It was just super slow. There was a show next door, and it was the REO Speedwagon cover band. Like, who's coming to see that?
Old people.
Yeah, and they didn't. They're not. It got over at 11. That's way too late for them.
What do they call themselves?
I don't know. I have a runner for the most millennial app.
What?
Nah.
Damn it.
That's pretty good. But yeah, you needed that one. That makes it better.
Yeah.
That's closer.
That's what I meant.
That's better.
Or I would say like not my demographic, but Tinder or that's like Zillow for people.
Zillow, but I think that's Gen Z. Like, here's the thing.
You can buy people.
Not, you know,
Jake's talking predatory apps. No one is hurt by the air horn app. That's not a predator. That's just a life enhancing.
I was just talking about the most millennial app.
I started off with just the millennial app. This is something I spawned off of a tweet I saw. I don't even remember who it was, but it's like, and sorry millennials for dropping a Zillow link at this late at night.
So you'll be up for like 2 hours looking and be like, well,
oh, man,
how much is that house?
Makes
just it, talking about it now makes me want to look. An apartment for sale for like $45,000, and just someday it'll happen, man. Someday a really cheap, dope apartment will show up.
I guess
for $45,000.
I saw it was someone tweeting the Zillow link for John Travolta's house that he's selling.
Oh, tight! Yeah. Oh my god, I never even thought about looking at celebrity houses. Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa. Because they show you the value, like their estimated value, even if they're not for sale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You can look up the estimated value of my house.
Even though it's not for sale. It just goes off the most recent sale price.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah. Mm,
that's crazy. I would like to put in an app for the most Gen Z app.
TikTok?
DoorDash. Think about it.
It's a utility. It beeps me all the time, and it says reward your Grub or whatever for Grubhub, and it's like...
I guess it just meant like the concept of like just food delivery apps.
Bring me food.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk to a person. Like Gen Z gets so anxious when they have to make a phone call to someone. Like no one can order a fucking pizza anymore.
Nah, man.
They just want to do it online, and then it just shows up, shits out on your doorstep,
and then they
fuck off.
I only order it on pizza on the apps. And that's not because I don't want to make the phone calls, because like you get coupons that way. You can't do the on app coupons if you call them. And
that's stupid.
Yeah, I'm never gonna not get the on app coupons because I'm not gonna pay $13 for a large pizza when I can just pay $7.99 for a three topping pizza, because that's all I want is three toppings anyway.
Right.
If there's one thing I learned this week while I was gone, it's that we do not need human beings for those things, though.
No.
Everything was a robot. The Taco Bell Cantina.
Did you guys elope?
No. Okay. Everybody's asked that. To the right, it looks like there would be cash registers, but you don't go there. You go to the middle where there's a touch screen. You order, you pay with your card, and then the thing that looks like a counter where you would order, a conveyor belt just like starts sliding out orders.
Yeah.
Like you don't interact with a human being once.
That's fucking awesome.
The only time actually I did at Taco Bell Cantina is when like a manager looking dude came out to ID me for my spiked Baja Blast.
Ruining Baja Blast.
No, it was so fucking good. Put Bacardi in that shit.
No.
It's probably really good. Great.
It was really fucking
too
good.
Pure to disgrace without.
Well, no. This was a frozen one. This was a Baja Blast slushy.
That's fair. Yeah, okay.
Spiked nope. with rum.
That's all right. That's yeah, all right.
Once the formula's fucked with by turning it into a slushy, fair yeah. game.
But fuck with it all listen, you want. Those Baja Blast slushies are fucking awesome.
Also, even their Denny's has booze.
Yeah, it's Vegas, man.
Denny's.
Everything has booze.
But yeah.
They want you to only be drunk. They never want you sober.
You never have to talk to a person there. Everything is robots.
I guess people do spend way more money when they're drunk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm very guilty of that.
Yeah.
It's the same way DoorDash works. It like benefits you look some at the people. App and you just start clicking shit.
That's true.
A human being is going to be like, is that it? And you'll be like, yeah, yep, I guess so. Yep, that's it. But if you're looking at the app, you're just like, well, fuck it. I'm going to click that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I do want 3 Doritos Locos Tacos. One of each flavor.
That does sound
there's
delightful.
5 flavors now. I what? Guess I'm getting 5. I don't know.
They got a purple yet?
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Dude, they got you once they get the Impossible meat there. That they talked about a cut like last month. Once they get the Impossible meat, they got to have a... sweetened spicy chili
fuck
Doritos
yeah.
Tacos.
Yeah super
for the vegan oh my god
well it I'm can, like salivating I thinking re- about yeah, a purple Doritos Locos Taco
I'm gonna Google this and see if anybody else has been like listen
Doritos I know it's sweet chili but it's gonna work with your Mexican food it's gonna work
yeah
does it work? Should we just go get some Taco Bell and a bag of Doritos and like make little nachos?
We could just make like walking taco with.
Ooh, that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Doritos. Fuck. See if they go together. Okay. All right. We'll put that on the back burner.
Someone said it in 2016 and 2018. There's a petition on ipetitions.org that was.
Man, Taco Bell. We've done some real Tuesday shit on this episode.
That's so true. Far, let me do a movie review and bore everyone real quick.
Is it Minari?
Minari. According to the Korean grandma in the movie, it's just Minari.
Minari.
It's a plant.
Oh.
It's a plant.
Okay.
That
I was really hoping it was the sad girl from Twice.
No.
Her name's Mina. Her nickname is Minari.
No, Minari? It's not. It's about this family of Korean immigrants who immigrated to California, but this is the story of
Is this the new fucking A24?
Yeah.
That's out? Fuck.
No-ish. I paid to get a virtual screening.
Oh.
Last week. Last Monday. It was awesome. It wasn't awesome, actually, because I had to cast it, and I tried to cast it from my computer to the Apple TV, but like halfway through the movie, my computer started updating. And eventually, I was just like, fuck it, I don't need my phone, so I started casting it from my phone, and it worked fine. It worked better than I was just worried that my phone's casting ability wasn't gonna make the movie as high quality, because then my hardwired computer at the time...
But it was fine.
But, yeah, it was great. The movie was amazing. Steven Yeun, Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Amazing.
If he doesn't get nominated for Best Actor, that's just stupid. It's just stupid. Academy, you're stupid if you don't do that. But, yeah, they emigrate to... Oh, well, also, I didn't say win because I don't know what he's going to be up against, but he definitely gave a performance that is worthy of a nomination. It was incredible and... very it's hard to explain the emotion I felt. Hopeful and optimistic.
Is it kind of like The Pursuit of Happiness?
I've never seen that.
Okay.
But his dream is to grow Korean vegetables in America for Korean immigrants, and just family drama with that.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bunch of good stuff, bad stuff happens. I don't want to spoil anything.
Sure, I do want to really see it.
It is an amazing movie. I am going to be buying it. So.
Is it in Korean?
Most of it, yeah.
Tight.
There's like a couple... there's this guy that helps him out. He's native to Arkansas.
Okay.
Tight.
He's a white guy. And there's English speakers.
English.
Not immigrants. Native citizens. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. Fuck.
Americans.
In it, but they're like, I would say 90% of the movie's in Korean.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo did a direct.
Yeah, they dropped.
Scott, this is your thing.
I watched it yesterday, so I was a little behind, but like, I mean, okay, cool. Here we go. Positive time. Nintendo announced a bunch of cool shit that's coming out relatively quickly, like stuff in March. That's like a month away.
Listen. It was all worth it for Mario Golf.
Mario fucking golf.
It was I'm gonna have. Desi's been wanting to get a new one of the little switches.
Oh, the minis.
She's into Animal Crossing. Sure. And I'm gonna have to.
You can't play Skyward Sword on the mini.
Well, she can. She doesn't. You can flick the stick.
Also,
they talked about
she's not
redesigning the controls for the fucking.
Fuck that.
She's not gonna want to play that.
Sure,
she wants that for Animal Crossing. But I'm gonna have to do that once Mario Golf comes out. Because,
but here's the thing:
we're gonna be golfing all day, bro.
Are you gonna be using motion controls?
I'm gonna dabble in both.
Are you gonna use the three touch? The classic. Dabble. The AAA.
I'm gonna dabble. I'm gonna take what fits most comfortably to me. You know what I need to do? I need to bring my VR headset down here and play everybody's golf.
That would be sick. No, so
VR. Honestly, which one you drove?
Brad.
I drove.
Hey, I mean, if you want to just hang out and play everybody's golf today, I can take you home later. Sure.
Speed golf. Yeah.
It's fucking rad.
Yeah. Where you fucking hit the ball and then you run to the next ball and it's just try to finish first.
Let me tell you.
Number of strokes, who cares?
Listen. Let me tell you how excited I was and how hard it was to contain that excitement while I was watching this grocery shopping at Target.
Oh, shit.
On the day
it was happening.
Yeah. It was great.
Do these people ever play speed golf like at a country club in real life?
No, yeah, but let's do it.
I used to play in this golf tournament that's kind of similar every year. It's just you got your team of four, a group of four, and everybody drives. And whoever has the furthest one. Best ball. That's what it's called.
Best ball tournament.
Everybody
tees off. Whoever has the best fucking drive is where everybody drops and plays from there.
Oh. You work as a team.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You score as a team, and it's a tournament that way.
If you fuck up real bad, the other dude might not, and then you can.
By the way, guys, I've played in golf tournaments. I'm so cool.
You rich bastard.
I never won. I'm very bad at golf.
That's I guess I'm picturing, like, let's say team. A group of four. They all tee off at the same time and then sprint to go find their ball.
That's what I don't think that happens, but that's what I want.
That's what I want to happen. Also, I wonder if it's frowned upon by the country.
Probably.
Well, you'll probably get hit.
Yeah, you'll probably get hit, or you could
by
be
another guy behind you hitting. You could
potentially
his ball.
Fuck up the grass.
Nah, I mean, who cares? We all got golf carts. That part's the good part. Everybody jumps in their carts and drives.
I guess that'd be fun. Well, yeah. And then
I feel like golf carts would fuck up the grass more.
Well, no, you keep to the fucking rough in your golf cart, and then you get out of the golf cart and run to the fairway.
Oh, you got to stay in the okay. I thought you could just go anywhere you wanted.
No, normal golf cart rules.
I don't know golf cart rules.
Yeah, you can't drive on the fairway, man.
Listen, I have a house now. I need to go get my fucking golf clubs from my mom's house.
What, you gonna get one of those like balls on a twirly?
No, but like
you still can't like drive. They're still neighbors.
No shit. I mean, like
putt.
Now I'm a homeowner and a white cis male. I need to go start golfing. You want to go golfing this summer?
Sure.
Hell yeah. You want to go golfing this summer?
I'm good.
What? Come on. Hey, at least go to the driving range.
Hey. That's one of those few sports where it's encouraged to drink.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to get sloshed? We're going to just be playing for fun. You can just borrow my clubs or Scott's clubs. We're both way taller than you.
I don't know if I have clubs.
I don't know how that would work. Huh?
Choke up.
I don't know if I still have clubs. I think I still have clubs.
I have
clubs. I'm pretty sure I got clubs.
I think mine are too small for me, but
I'll see if my dad has extra clubs.
He will definitely give you his clubs.
Here in Des Moines?
No. That he'll just drop off next time he's in town.
Oh, okay.
He probably would.
Probably.
Yeah. Golf. Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
What else was announced?
Splatoon 3 was announced.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Who's asking for more of these?
Splatoon fans are diehards, dude.
But, like, they're still playing Splatoon 2. Wasn't that a Switch launch story. Title? Yeah, I know. Story mode's all right. But that just makes me think of story mode and Mario Golf. Fuck. Out of the whole Nintendo Direct, yeah, we got a new Smash character, which I don't know. Is it a sword?
Oh, it's
from another anime person with a sword.
Who is it from?
But she is a sword. Is that the thing? She is a sword?
I think she is a sword.
She's got big titties.
She does have big titties. I don't know what game she's from.
Oh, I just assume Fire Emblem.
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
Xenoblade.
Is it Xenoblade?
Okay.
Yeah, because Shulk shows up at the end of the reveal.
Like, I'm not going to go easy on you or whatever. Yeah. It looks like a great character. I'm super fun. I'm super excited to play.
I'm just...
Because it's two characters. It's like a Zelda Sheik thing. Yeah. Where you're switching between the fire like lady who's gonna have a lot more like sweeps and up attacks.
Okay.
And I think she shoots like a shot, like through fire. And then the other girl is definitely more like ranged and like straight line, like whip stuff.
Huh. Okay.
Which yeah, it looks like a fun character.
Yeah.
But yeah, could have been Crash.
Yeah, it could have been so many other characters.
Could have been Crash.
Could have been Waluigi.
I mean, every time they release a character, we can say it could have been so many people.
Right.
Because there's so many people, it always could be.
But, like, the thing is, like, no one asked for fucking Xenoblade
Lady. Xenoblade Lady Sword.
Yeah. Like, people have been actually asking for, like, Crash or, like, Rayman or, like, all these other iconic video game characters that, that they could have put in.
Waluigi. But, I mean, I feel like Smash Ultimate is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. We're going to keep getting these DLC characters. Yeah, I guarantee you this is not the last Smash pack.
Well, what?
Or
how many more characters are in this fighter pack?
I don't know.
There's more characters.
I've lost track.
What fighter pack are we on?
Three.
Oh, we are?
Maybe fast. Four. I think we're on
three. Do I vaguely remember hearing that they were only going to do three fighter packs?
I don't know. They've six challenger packs? What? Oh, okay. Fighter Pass Volume
3.
2. We're on 2. Yeah, Volume 2 has Min Min, Steven Alex, Sephiroth, and then Pyra and Mythra. And then we got two more still coming.
I forgot about Sephiroth already.
I did too.
That was tight.
I forgot about Steven Alex already too.
Yeah, that was also tight.
I haven't bought any of these.
There's two more coming?
I haven't either.
I think maybe I should do that. I need to.
I think the last one I got was Piranha Plant.
I never even redeemed that.
Oh, Piranha Plant's sick.
Yeah, I fucked up, I think. I think I fucked up.
Yeah, Piranha Plant's. I mean, it's not a good fighter, but it's fun to just like.
Yeah, be a Piranha literally Plant.
Sit at the bottom of the stage and shuffle back and forth until someone's above you and then just be like, Hawk!
Yep.
That's it. That's all I want to do. Be a Piranha Plant.
Dad, when does Mario Golf come out again?
Wasn't that in June? I think that was like June. May 28th or June something.
I'm pretty excited about Skyward Sword.
Really?
I've never played it.
I don't care about it, but I would play it. It's one of the only ones I haven't played.
I am very upset that I'm probably going to have to pay like $50 for it.
Yeah, at least.
Because I'm just like, it's an old game. Like, you didn't do anything to it.
What if they charge 70?
I think it's 60. I think it's 60.
Jesus fucking Christ. For what? Like,
it's Nintendo. They always do this.
Yeah. I know they always do it's this, HD, but like I don't get how they're getting away with it. They didn't put any new work into this.
I mean, they haven't put any new work in.
Zelda fans are diehard enough that they'll do this without.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of us.
I have bought Super Mario Brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to pay more than $50 for it.
Well, then don't buy it.
I guess I won't.
Well, that's stupid. You know you're gonna buy it.
No, I'm not.
Are you going to play it with motion controls? Or are you going to play it with fucking flicking the stick?
I want to try to play it with motion controls. That's like the whole appeal.
Yeah, where you're just like, huh, shaw.
Yeah.
Da, 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 shaw. See, it's going to be worth it.
You can bow and arrow like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to buy the shit out of that.
But it's the principle of it that I'm just like, they didn't do anything new to this.
They gave you the motion controls.
They already had the motion controls for it.
They gave you the flick stick controls.
Fuck the flick stick controls. I'm pretty sure they already had that as well.
I don't think so. Maybe they did on GameCube.
No, you want to see
no, it wasn't on GameCube, it was just on Wii.
Yeah, did you see the Joy-Cons? The Joy-Cons are pretty sick.
Yeah, Joy-Cons coming back are to the fucking sick.
Yeah, like I even want them and I don't care for Zelda particularly.
They do look pretty dope.
Yeah.
I need more Joy-Cons
too. I almost put in a bet that I would have lost in the group chat before the Nintendo Direct came.
GameCube download?
No, I said if they announce Breath of the Wild 2 release date, I'll play Breath of the Wild finally. But
yeah, have you not played that game?
It's so good.
My Switch. Yeah, I struggle with that. I took it on the plane and played Binding of Isaac for 2 hours.
Perfect.
Yeah,
That's what, dude, I played so much Binding of Isaac on my plane from Chicago to London.
Oh, I'd probably get a new game for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would need something to like really hone in on.
I did, I did bring a new game, I'm pretty sure, but I just ended up playing that.
There's something about Binding of Isaac
the whole time.
Dude, the whole time. That one works because like you're like, well, fuck it, just one more run. And then like 45 minutes will go by.
Dude.
And then you'll be like, all right, one more run. Be like, I'm kind of sick of this, but one more. And then, like, it's a good way to kill a whole fucking flight.
Let's not talk about a game we've talked about many times.
Right.
That's true. And then anything else that was announced at the
like the Secret of Mana is coming to
Switch. Yeah, like a bunch of Super Nintendo.
Yeah, a lot of Super Nintendo fucking top down RPGs.
Are they coming to like the Super Nintendo app?
No, you have to buy them.
God damn it.
You can already play Secret of Mana on the Super Nintendo app, actually, now that I think about it. So
fucking need to play games on that, but I need to buy Desi a Switch now that I keep seeing her play it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to Switch.
Right.
But like I don't have a real reason to play it. Right. So, like, yeah. I can't be like, can I play the Switch?
So, yeah, I haven't touched my Switch in months now.
Yeah, dude, it's, and I think my battery is kind of fucked because I just left it in the dock.
Yep.
Yeah, months. It's probably not good.
Oh, yes. Hey, Brad, before we go, I need to ruin your day.
Okay.
So, who would you say is a big musical influence to you?
Daft Punk broke up.
I guess it's bad news for Scott because you already heard.
No, it's definitely bad news for me. Scott doesn't give a fuck.
That's really funny.
So much shit on the way here. Yeah. When we were listening to Daft Punk.
We were listening to Daft Punk on the way here.
I didn't tell him why I was listening to Daft Punk.
And I wasn't talking that much shit. I was just saying
you were talking exclusively shit.
You
said they're bad songwriters.
No.
You heard Happy featuring Pharrell.
That's not them. Fuck that song.
I got you, bitch.
What's that song that they did with?
They suck now.
Get Lucky featuring Pharrell.
No, I was saying I would not be excited to go to a Daft Punk concert. I like Daft Punk. I would like to listen to Daft Punk softly in a small gathering. But I don't think going to a Daft Punk concert where use it, make it, break stuff, do stuff harder, better, faster, stronger.
I think
for like stuff,
three,
do stuff.
Yeah, for like 3 minutes, like it's not a fun constant hype. It's just like whatever.
I think it is, but
dude, I think
I'm also like a diehard Daft Punk fan.
Yeah, Daft Punk is like the only like electronic artist I would like willingly go see.
Yeah.
And then also I said in the car that like they are really good at making noises that you want to hear, but they're not good song makers. No, that's not what I said. What did I say?
You said they're not good songwriters.
Maybe I did
they're
say
good at making like music, but good, not good songs.
Yeah, because their songs are repetitive and they don't like build hype. They just exist at the most hype the entire time. That's why I wouldn't want to go to one of their concerts.
I disagree.
Because it would just be like Andrew WK is on the same level of Daft Punk. Because when you go see Andrew WK, you need to literally fist pump for an hour straight.
Yeah.
It gets tired.
With Daft Punk, you need to double fist pump for an hour straight. Like
one for each guy.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. One for each guy.
It doesn't sound that great.
But yeah, they put out basically an epilogue video, a goodbye video, which was just the ending scene of this film they put out that was supposed to accompany their third album. Like with Discovery, they made like an anime thing that goes with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Interstellar 555.
Yeah.
Four fives.
Oh, they haven't put out an album since 2013.
No.
Yeah, it's been seven or eight years.
Wow. Everyone's doing what they did first. Now everyone's just copying them and doing it better. So they're done. Like the way they sample shit, that's every Drake and Kanye and every rapper ever.
Yeah.
Sample shit the way Daft Punk was sampling shit originally. Everyone's ripping them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, all right, well, we're done.
But every single time that they've released new music, it's definitely like pioneered like a new
wave of that genre. Yeah, and I can see why they're done with that. Like, that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
They're going to fail eventually.
I don't know, but maybe they recognize that and that's why they're breaking up.
Yeah, they're quitting before it happens.
Because they haven't announced like why they're breaking up.
Quit while they're ahead, I mean.
Yeah, I was just very sad that
also,
they broke up.
You gotta break up.
I'm never going to hear a Daft Punk album for the first time ever again.
You got to break up to have a reunion now. And reunions are the most profitable thing the bands do.
Yeah. Give it like 5 years.
Maybe even 10.
Yeah, I bet with them, I feel
10
like 10.
Seems, with them, 10 seems more around their,
10 years,
their
they,
actual timeline.
Okay, 5 years from now, they will do a big-ass festival. Big one. Like fucking Wonderland Super Fantasy Fest or whatever.
Okay.
And then like 10 years from now, they might like shadow drop a single. See how that goes. Tour on a new album, and then be done for realsies. That's what's going
to
happen.
I need you to write that down.
Okay. We'll get a sticky note.
Sure. Let's wrap up.
All right. Before we do that, I need to thank some daddies.
Mm.
And they are Aaron Larmer, Becky Metcalf, Daily Dick Daddy, Dallas Fisher, Jack Schuler, Jacob Solo, hey, Jake Thompson, Jordan Kane, Matthew what? Hebda, Seaman Stu,
my dude,
Shea Lombard, Travis Miller,
arr,
and Van Holmgren. Thank you, daddies. You, if you want your name read on the show, go over to patreon.com/poptab and back us at the $5 or above tier. We got some hot and spicy stuff on there, too, if you want to go over and do that. I've been your host, Jacob Solo. Get me everywhere at Jacob_Solo.
He wasn't kidding about the hot and spicy. It is covered in red Cheetos dust. I'm at Loaf of Breadly on all social media platforms, including Instagram, Twitter, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. So send me some cents, please. Scoot.
Hit me up on Twitter at Scotty Westside or on TikTok at Official Scotty Westside. Instagram, Press X to Mustard. I put up ceilings of Vegas for the last week. It was nice. They have nice ceilings there. If you got a minute, leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app, and that will help us. Nothing. That'll help us know what you like and what you don't like. Leave us that review, please.
All right, but until next time, remember, it's on, not on, in Iowa, bitches.
Good night, Steady.